Stand down.
It's okay
if I stand down. Okay. Good morning, everybody. Happy Father's Day to you.
Father's Day to you. Amen.
No,
I
just am I on?
You're on.
Okay. I'm on. All right. Well, it's so great to be here, and I want to. Mama Pat, would you come up here, please? She's known by a lot of people as Mama Pat. So that, but anyway, we want to thank you for the way that you've received us in these months that we've been with you. The elders of the church and the pastor have received us. And I have enjoyed what teaching I've done, especially the Foundations course. I have one more Sunday with the Foundations course. So we have accepted that. Pastor, last Monday, the superintendent called and asked if I would take this church. And while I was talking, I looked at Pat and I said, "Shall we?" And she said, "Yes, yes." So we're looking forward to being back there doing, well, actually, we're going to be a missionary to Big Sandy. See, this church sends missionaries out all over the world. Well, Big Sandy is a big part of the world. So we're going as missionaries to Big Sandy. And believe it or not, I am fully Pentecostal. I'm 100% Pentecostal. And in the introduction Friday night, I said, I was raised an Assemblies of God by an Assemblies of God pastor that built 14 churches in this district, two in Mississippi, several in Louisiana, and one in Arkansas. So actually, even though there's a church there and a congregation there, folk, they need pastoralship. They need a missionary. And Pat and me are already making plans as to some things that we're going to do to evangelize that town. And not only that town, the neighboring towns. We're going to evangelize. In fact, the Lord willing, this next week, we're going to get acquainted with the editor of the local paper and ask if we could help him in any way, and so that we can have something in writing every week in their weekly paper. So this is just one step that we're planning to take, but we're looking forward to the glory of God, and I believe some of those Methodists will receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And I just wanted Pat to stand with me while I made these, and she probably wants to say a few words also.
I want you to know it has been a joy to be with y'all as a church. You'll always be in my heart, and I'm asking you to pray for what we're going to face, what we need to do there to put Christ back in that little town. And it's going to take work, and not too many 92-year-old men and 81-year-old women take on this kind of responsibility, but the Lord wants us there.
Amen.
I'm sure of that. So bless y'all.
Well, we're looking forward to pastoring First United Church, United Methodist Church, and we know that God is going to bless. Now, I kind of need to warm up sometimes before I get into the sermon. So, in my warm up, I want to say this. I made a pledge to help with the building fund that was beyond what I thought my income could bear. But God helped me to pay that pledge in full in 2 months. And it's paid, and I thank God. But here's something else. My income has increased over the amount that I gave each month. Does that sound like God? That sounds like God to me. So I encourage you that if you haven't pledged and given to the building fund, that you do it. In fact, the scripture says that Jesus, in Malachi chapter 3, God says, would a man rob God? Then how in do we rob you, the people said. He said, in tithes and in offerings. You have robbed me, this whole church. I'm using it local, right? So if we are tithing and not giving in offerings, you're robbing God. So that offering that I pledged, of course, I've made also a missions pledge that I've told Pastor this morning, that will continue to the end of the year because I pledged it for the year. And so that pledge will continue. Why? Because if I am not giving over and above my tithes, I'm robbing God. That's a warm-up. Pastor, would a word of prophecy be in order? God says to you, I want you. I am not asking for your money. I'm not asking for your time, but I'm asking for you, and then all of that belongs to me. I want you to dedicate yourself to me and be filled with my spirit, filled to an overflowing so that those around you will know that you are of me and I am of you. The world needs to see me in every action that you do. The world needs to see me in your job. The world wants to see me in your school. The world needs to see me in everything that you are and everything that you do. Look to me. Trust me. Be filled with my spirit, says the Lord of hosts, and I will guide you and I will flood you with blessings beyond what you can even imagine, says the Lord of hosts. I know that we seldom in Pentecostal churches have prophecies anymore, but God gave that gift to the church. It is not given to the individual, it is given to the church. And then he uses individuals according to our availability to him. And Pastor did a fantastic job last week in preaching Pentecost to you. And if I had a stand down here, I could put these notes on them. Now, I don't know how to read notes. I know how to preach notes, but I don't know how to read them. But I like to have them in front of me, you know, just in case. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Anyway, Pastor did a great job speaking on Pentecost last week. And I could preach on this subject for 5 or 6 hours. But I'll assure you that I'll let you out by 1 o'clock today. I made a statement like that in a church one time, and there was a guy got up and walked out, and he told me later, he said, I wasn't going to stay there and listen to you preach for 2 hours. That also reminds me of the cowboy that saw that this church, they saw that there was a fire in this church, so it had snowed the night before, and he had been out to take care of his cattle, and he thought he'd go in there and get warm, so he went in and sat on front near the stove, and was getting warm, and the pastor sat there. They talked a little bit, and after a while, the pastor said to the cowboy, he said, well, there isn't anyone here but you and me. What you think I should do? He said, Pastor, I'm a cowboy. I don't know anything about preaching, but I know something about raising cattle. So if I went to feed my cows and only one cow came up, I would feed him. The pastor took that hint, got up and preached and preached and preached and preached and preached. And finally, when he stepped down, he said to the cowboy, well, what do you think? He said, preacher, I don't know nothing about preaching, but I know something about cattle. And if I go out to feed my cows and only one cow comes up, I don't throw them the whole load. Sometimes I think these preachers are throwing you the whole load at one time. Anyway, why teach and practice Pentecost? That's what I want to talk about. Why preach and practice Pentecost? Well, here's one reason. Pentecost, the day of Pentecost, is the beginning of the church. Before this, all of the apostles and all of those that Jesus taught, all of his disciples, practiced Judaism. They were all living under Judaism. But on the day of Pentecost, when the curtain of division was ripped from top to bottom, what that curtain was, you see, behind that curtain was the presence of God. And on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down, it was proof that that division between man and God was gone. And it's gone forever. That means that we can be full of God. Now, if I had some water and a little glass, I would illustrate, but let me just tell you what Pentecost is. See, before we are saved, the Holy Ghost gets a hold of us and leads us to Jesus, and we say, guilty. I'm a sinner. I need salvation. Consequently, we receive our salvation. The Holy Ghost is the arresting authority that leads us to Christ. And without him doing that, we'll never come to Christ. Every one of you that has received Jesus as your Lord and your Savior was led to him by the Holy Ghost. And then John had made a statement when he was introducing Christ. He said, there's one that comes after me that is mightier than I, and it is he that will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Now, I take that word with as in, because he said, I baptize you with water. What did he just put them? Did he just put them near the water or put a little water on them? No, he said, I baptize you in water. And it is Jesus that will baptize you into the Holy Ghost. I baptize you into water, and he will baptize you into the Holy Ghost. So without being saved, there is no way that you will ever receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost. You did not receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost when you were led to Christ. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a second act of grace, we call it. It's well known in the theological circles that it is a second act of grace. And that second act of grace is something that every Christian needs. It is not so that you would say, well, I speak in tongues, and well, I do this or I do that, and I have this gift or I have that gift. Well, bless heart, God, I don't have any of the nine gifts, but I have the Holy Ghost and he has me. Therefore, any of the nine gifts are available through me when he wills. You see, the gifts of the Holy Spirit can only come after receiving that second act of grace. And that second act of grace is evidence, the initial physical evidence is speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. That is Assemblies of God doctrine, by the way, just in case you didn't know. So that it is evidence by speaking in tongues. A lot of people think they got the Holy Ghost when they got saved. Not so. You had to come to Jesus and be yielded to him before he could baptize you into the Holy Ghost. But he'll never baptize you into the Holy Ghost until you want to be. I was privileged to pray with two precious people Sunday, and both of them received that blessed experience. And it was just such a joy to me to see them receive, and I imagine a joy to them. And after they received, then I said, now you practice this by using it now as a prayer language to talk to God every day, and I'll get into that further. But you see, we have to know that God wants us to receive that new baptism into the Holy Ghost. So if I had this pitcher of water in a glass, I would put a little water in the glass. Now, that's okay. I'll just explain it because I don't want to wet the carpet here. But anyway, you put a little water in the glass, and guess what? When we receive Jesus, we receive him. He said, I will come and will abide with you and fellowship with you. That's what he wants to do, is to abide with us and fellowship with us. And guess what? That is a continuing activity. And I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus because of the Holy Ghost. In fact, I don't intend to wake up any morning without my mind being stayed on Jesus. But you see, the infilling of the Holy Ghost gives us something that we need for our everyday activities. As message in tongues the prophecy a while ago, God said, I want to show the world through you that are filled with the Holy Ghost, I want to show the world that I am with you. Wow. In other words, there's something you can see. I'm reminded when I was on active duty in the military, I had a job, and I had one of the highest jobs in 8th Army, except the top commanders are the highest enlisted job, maybe I should say, which was I was in charge of all classified material. anything that was in that headquarters that was classified was under my jurisdiction. That is a high job. And I never, when I was on active duty, I never used my position as a non-com, a non-commissioned officer, that is, to push my Christianity. I just wanted to live it. And one day, the sergeant major, I noticed he was a little bit nervous around me. And one day, he came in and he said, report to personnel. I didn't know what he was wanting me to report to personnel for, but I found out later that there was just something about me that he couldn't take. You see, the reason the world doesn't know that you're a Christian is because many people are Christians that are not filled with the Holy Ghost. And we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, when we're filled with the Holy Ghost, Acts chapter 1 and verse 8 puts it this way. But you, who is you? If you're here, raise your hand. You. Oh, you, yeah. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Or after the Holy Ghost comes upon you. However, it doesn't make any difference how it's worded. It means the same thing. You shall receive power. Power for what? Power for living. See, a person cannot truly live the Christian life without the infilling of the Holy Ghost. But then, power to be witnesses. You see, in Acts chapter 1, he said, you shall receive power to be witnesses unto me. In Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the utmost parts of the earth. Now, what kind of witnesses? If I was paraphrasing that in today's language, I would say, but you shall receive power to be my kind of witnesses. But you shall receive power to be my kind of witnesses, or witnesses just like I am. You mean I can be like Jesus? That's the purpose of the baptism, one of the purposes of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to receive power. And if you haven't asked for this experience, you haven't received it. The scripture tells us that if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much greater is your heavenly Father to give the Holy Ghost to them that ask for it. So you have not received the infilling of the Holy Ghost until you ask for it. Now, when you ask for it, he says he gives. See, how much greater is your heavenly Father to give to them that ask? So I guess if you ask, God says, here, son, here, daughter, here, 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 here. But guess what? He doesn't speak in other tongues. It is only the people that speak in other tongues. If you look at Acts chapter 1, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1, it reads something like this, but when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place and in one accord, and there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind and filled all of the house where they were sitting. Isn't that something, just sitting in church? We stand for hours and hours. I don't, I sit. I mean, it's only been the last 20 years that you have had that standing up for hours. I don't know where it came from. But guess what? I can worship just as much. And in fact, I was worshiping in the Holy Ghost while the music was going on. And so, and I can worship just as well sitting. But if you want to stand, I don't care. But anyway, see, the Holy Spirit is a gift, and we have to receive it. But in Acts chapter 2, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak. The Holy Ghost didn't begin to speak. They began to speak. I was raised as Pastor Foss was, that you seek the Holy Ghost, and I was a good seeker. I mean, I was so good at it, I sought and sought and sought for many years. And one night, I was seeking. And there was a guy whispering in my ear and said, you can't speak two languages at one time. And I thought that was anti-religious, maybe is a better way to say it. So I told God on him, and God said, well, did you ever try it? I mean, we were having a conversation at the altar. And he said, did you ever try it? And I said, no. He said, well, you speak a little French and you speak a little German. Why don't you try it? And guess what? I can't speak one without stopping the other. Does that make sense? Can you understand that? So, God said, now why don't you receive? You know, he talks to my spirit. He doesn't talk to my ear. He talks to my spirit. He said, why don't you receive? So I said, okay. So I made a crazy sound. And it sounded, it's kind of like a kid with a toy tractor on a sand hill. And it went, and it just spilled all over the, I mean, saliva went all over the place. And the devil pointed his finger right at my nose, and he said, there goes Jack. I said, yep, but I'm receiving the Holy Ghost. So I made that crazy sound again, and on the end there was a couple of syllables. And the devil said, you see, there is Jack again. I said, yeah, but I'm going to. And then I began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. And I spoke for about 45 minutes or maybe longer. And I got up and sat down. And the pastor said, I believe Brother Jack has something to say. So I stood up and I said, thank God. And I started speaking in tongues and spoke in tongues for another 10 or 15 minutes. Why? Because I had received that blessing from God. But guess what? I have practiced that blessing in my prayer life from then until now. And by the way, that was 61 years ago, last October. So, last February, rather. 61 years ago, last February. And it has worked well for me. Why? I want to pray directly to God and know that God is hearing me and he cannot, the devil can't cut it out. My Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter, that they that speak in another tongue, I believe that's the third verse, but 1 through 4, put it that way, that they that speak in other tongues speak not unto man, but unto God. Wow. You mean I have a way of speaking unto God that's beyond me? Absolutely. And I want to tell you, I run out of words to say sometimes, don't you? Don't you want to sometimes just pray more, but you don't want to repeat the same thing? In fact, I think repeating the same thing is anti-God. Because by faith, when we say something, when we pray, see, Jesus said, and when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have it. So I get that, I think this repetition of the same thing is saying, I just don't believe I got it. I just don't believe I got it. I just don't believe I got it. But I believe when I pray, I get it. Did you get what I'm saying? When I pray, I believe I get it. Why? Because Jesus told me to. Am I supposed to do anything different than what he tells me? So I received it. Okay. But you see, the Pentecostal experience is for us to pray directly to God and not miss a lick. In fact, could I give you a personal opinion now with the scripture I've given you? My personal opinion is this. When I say, Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, he puts his ears on. I don't have to mention his name again. Why? Because he has his ears on and he's listening to everything I say. Then I tell him what I want. Tell him what I'm there for. Tell him how much I love him. Tell him how much I enjoy the Holy Ghost. Tell him how all of the good things. And guess what? He hears every word I say. So when you ask for the Holy Ghost, and I want you, anyone that has not received this experience, I want you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And we're going to give you an opportunity to come and receive this gift. Oh, by the way, one other thing. The Holy Ghost builds you up. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, we hear these words. He that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. That word edifies builds up. Do you know anybody that doesn't need to be built up? I need to be built up. Hey, I'm going on a mission field. And when I go on a mission field, I need to be built up for it. And while during the worship service, I was getting built up to go to Big Sandy. Praise God. So if you need to be built up, receive yourself, receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost, praying in other tongues, and you build yourself up. Wow. In other words, he didn't say, I build you up. He said, by so doing, you build yourself up. And I think all of us need building up. So I want you that want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to ask the elders to come and pastor. And if any of you want to receive this experience and have not received it, I want you to receive it today. And God wants you to receive it today. You don't have to wait until tomorrow. Somebody said to me, I don't think today is my day. Well, as long as you think today is not your day, you ain't going to get it. It's the same way with healing. As long as you think today is not your day, you're not going to get it. But when you believe I'm going to receive today, you're going to receive today. So I want to leave this open for anybody that has not received this experience. If the elders will come and the pastor will come and work with you, I want you to receive by the laying on of hands. So when hands are laid on you, it is up to you to receive and then ask God for that gift. Ask him for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And when you do, he gives it to you. Then it's up to you to begin to use that power that he gives you. Come on. The elders and the pastor. Yes, Lord. Praise God. Anyone that wants to receive, just come forward and we'll pray with you. Anyone? Anyone else? Don't be afraid. Nobody's going to hurt you. And by the way, I don't have any dust to sprinkle on you. They used to accuse the Pentecostals of sprinkling dust on them and making them speak in tongues. But we don't make you speak in tongues. You have to do it. Praise God. Are you ready to receive?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've got to ask for it. So, okay. So why don't you just pray this prayer with me? Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask you. To baptize me.
To baptize me.
Into the Holy Ghost.
Into the Holy Ghost.
And I receive this gift from you.
And I receive this
right
gift
now.
From you.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now. In the name of
Jesus. Rito como yanda le ribi corrite queriendo le ribi corrite queriendo le ribi. Go ahead, speak those words out. Don't be afraid to say them. Say them out loud so that that's it. Rita como yanda corrite queriendo le ribi corrite. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! That even tastes good, doesn't it? It's good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just keep it up, brother. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Hallelujah. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet? Now you have a language that you can talk to God directly with. Use it to your to His honor and glory every day. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody asked me one time, when you pray with somebody to receive the Holy Ghost, why then do you speak in tongues? The Holy Spirit showed me that it was an encouragement to the receiver to show them that God does the work. And here's another brother that wants to be filled. Okay, you ready to ask for it? You ready to receive? Okay. And say, Father God.
Father God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask you. To baptize me.
To baptize me.
Into the Holy Ghost.
In the
name of Jesus. Oh, so sweet, so sweet. Just come on, keep it up. Don't be afraid to say those words out loud. Just let the world know that you received. Let the world know that you received in the name of Jesus. Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? Oh, that's sweet. That's better than honey. Better than honey. Hallelujah. Now you have a language that you can use every day in talking to the Lord. Hallelujah. You ready? Just do it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. You ready to receive now? Okay. By the way, my baby boy we gained into heaven through an automobile accident when he was 6 years old, received this experience. And I want to tell you, you could tell that it worked in his life too. Even, see, children can receive, anybody can receive, because it's a gift from God. Are you ready for that gift? You want that gift. Okay, just ask for it now. Father God, I ask you to baptize me into the Holy Ghost. And I receive it now by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. That's good. Don't wait. Don't be afraid to say it. Run on out loud. just keep, say those words that are coming to your lips. Come on. It's your lips. They got to move before you can speak in tongues. Rata kamarande, rite kieto komorende. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you speak in another language? Oh yeah. What was you speaking? Speaking Spanish. You don't. No, what was you speaking then? English. Well, why don't you speak in a language you don't know? All you have to do, you see, the Holy Ghost, let me explain this. The Holy Ghost will come to you and you will have words that were trying to develop and you can feel it, right? But you will feel it and then all you've got to do is to say it in the name of Jesus. And let me encourage you this way. Don't go to bed tonight without speaking in tongues. See, God said if you asked for it, he'd give it. Did he lie? Did he give it then? Okay, then you can speak in tongues. So don't go to bed tonight, go to sleep tonight without speaking in tongues. I was encouraged a young man to do this. And
I believe the Lord was just showing me that on the day of Pentecost. How many received the Holy Spirit? All of them. Said 120. Well, you know, a lot of us have already received it, but there were no spectators. So I don't believe he wants spectators this morning. He wants us to rise up and get revived. It's not only a time of filling, it's a time of refilling. And it's not only a time of spectators, it's a time to rise and get revived in the Holy Spirit. The Lord is wanting to do something special in this church. We're not an ordinary church. He's wanting to do something special, and we've been praying for a revival. So as he prays for these people to receive the Holy Spirit, you can be praying that God will, whatever need you have, you may already be filled. That's great. And you may not be ready, but you know what? As you stand and worship the Lord and open your heart to him, he will make you hungry. Just say, Lord, stir me. Make me hungry. I want more of you, Jesus. Jesus is coming soon. And I know that you know the signs of the times are everywhere. We don't have time to sit and be spectators. Guys, we've got to get revived, renewed, and refreshed in the Lord, because he loves us so much. And he has so much more for us, so much more in store for us, and so many more people that we can go out and reach. So let's stand up. Everybody stand up. You can pray for your needs, pray for the one next to you, pray for blessings. All begin to pray, and pray in the Holy Spirit. If you're filled, pray in the Holy Spirit. Satan would be so happy if no one got touched. But we're going to put him under our feet in the name of Jesus. You have the authority to just put him under your feet and just begin to pray and worship the Lord. And thank God that you're able to be in church this morning. This may not always be what we can do. We don't know what's going to happen. But we know that God is in control. In the name of Jesus, rise, rise and shine, rise and shine. Rise and shine. Touch your Father in a special way.
Thank you. On the day of Pentecost, they went to the upper room. 120 people there. But suddenly there was 3,000 people that received the Lord. So they didn't keep it back in some corner. And we're not going to keep it in a corner. The Holy Spirit desires to move in our congregation. We want to release the Holy Spirit. Lord, you have a place here. You have a place here, Lord. You have a place here, Lord. Yes, O Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We also call it a refilling. That maybe it's been a while since you've had that fresh touch from the Lord. How many would admit this morning, I want a fresh touch from the Lord? Freshness. That water that is stagnant is not worth drinking. But that fresh water, I like a little ice in it. It quenches your thirst. Lord, we receive this morning. We receive this morning. Right where you are this morning. Receive of the Holy Spirit. Say, Lord, I receive right now. I receive right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God, you are. Yes, my Lord, you're here. Wonderful is our God. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just sing with Hannah. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Lord, give us that hunger this morning. Lord, not just a few, but an entire congregation that is hungry for the Holy Spirit. That is hungry. That is hungry, Lord. That is thirsty. That wants you. Wants quench our thirst, Lord. Thirsty for God. Here we are, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, oh God. Hallelujah. Blessed be Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, my Lord and my God. Oh, Jesus, our Lord. Jesus, our Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, precious God. Come, Lord Jesus. Remember, He's the baptizer. It's Jesus. He went away, but He said, I will send you another Comforter. Where I was with you, He will be in you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Spirit of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Lord Jesus, we pray, O God. Come, Lord Jesus, we pray, O God. Oh, Jesus, bless the Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Spiritu Santo, ven. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Holy Spirit. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Precious God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Surely, 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 the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. And Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the visitation this morning of your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that we are a people desiring to seek you. More love, more power, more of you in our lives, O God. Precious is our God. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. I just want to bless you this morning and say as you go, receive more and more of God each day. If you took that building fund yellow card and the Lord has given you a commitment there to reach out in faith to help us finish this, just if you want to bring it back, that's fine. But if it's ready, you can turn it in to me or one of our other pastors or leaders, and we will just walk with you in faith. And as we continue, one block at a time, amen. We set out to build an orphanage in Reynosa, Mexico. For a while, I didn't have the faith to start it because I thought of the scripture that says that the man that tried to build a tower and he couldn't finish it, everybody passed by and said, look, he didn't finish it. But finally, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and we had faith to start digging. And we knew that any money we had would just be in the ground because it takes a foundation, as you can see over here right now. But we said we built it one brick at a time, one peso at a time. And today it's got four floors. It's paid for. And many children have come through. It's going to be the same with this educational building. Amen. So we appreciate your help. We do. Bless you. Put your hand this way. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you and cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. El Señor te bendiga y con muchas bendiciones en su hogar, en todos lugares. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús, paz con ustedes. May we go find a need and meet it. Find a hurt and heal it. May the Holy Spirit fill your life today to overflowing, that we might be that witness to the world, that we might be able to give an answer to everyone that asks us the reason for the hope that's within us. And the world out there needs what we have. Go and share it by living your life for Jesus. Amen. Thanks for coming. Have fellowship. Have another cup of coffee. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night, next Sunday. Amen.